Okay, so when you've made your notes, the idea is to talk to each other and compare your information and then together reconstruct the story.
In 2000, Jennifer and James. They went on a computer science study, but they had a good relationship, but she didn't want a serious relationship. She broke up with James.
She admits the mistake.
Yes, she did. Yeah. And she was so upset that she couldn't concentrate on anything.
She had a car accident.
Car crash.
Was badly injured
in the hospital.
Badly injured in hospital.
And then
she went to
visit her.
And then they
got married
2 years later. And they
had
a baby girl.
If she had the accident, they would never meet again. Came on a good day.
Do we have to write the old story?
Yes.
Okay.
So in August 2000,
Jennifer and James
met.
I don't remember if they met or if they were together into.
They went to computer science study.
Computer science student.
So, in August 2000, Jennifer and James
went on the computer science. She didn't want a serious relationship, so she broke up.
She decided to go.
hear me. She admits.
It was a mistake.
Later, she realized
made a mistake and couldn't concentrate anything.
And she was so upset. She couldn't concentrate on what she was doing. I don't know if she's in what she was doing or
on. Sorry.
She
in what she was doing or on what she was doing.
She had a car accident. She admitted.
How do you say the
two years later she got married?
Voltaram.
Estão a reconciliar.
Broke up and back together?
Two years later, they got married.
Yes, but after he went to the hospital,
they're back together.
Yes.
They're back together.
Yes, but in English, please.
Back together.
Back together.
Back together.
Do you have a server, please?
If she
hadn't had
accident, probably.
They would probably.
They wouldn't probably. Accident.
They probably wouldn't have seen each other again.
It's more correct. I would mention at not an accident.
Yes, because okay.
No way of obrigatoriamente por, mas o past participle.
Acho que for o modal.
If she hadn't. O verbo é if, I have, you have, she had.
If she
hadn't. Se ela não tivesse tido. Hadn't, have, hadn't, had. Exato.
So maybe 1 minute.
Imagine a difference. If she hadn't had the accident, the accident.
If she hadn't had the accident, probably,
she probably would never.
She had have seen each other again.
Eu acho que não fica bem assim. She probably wouldn't saw James again. Porque eles voltaram mesmo, foi uma coisa que aconteceu. Assim.
Yes.
So she broke.
She broke.
How are you doing? Have you finished? Reached the end? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Do you want us to write another book to you?
No, no.
Oh, it's just no. You're going to correct it with Catherine.
Okay.
Pictures.
No, it doesn't have to be exactly the same as the original, just for the meaning to be the same. So can I hear your first sentence, Mariana? What did you put as your first sentence?
In August 2000, Jennifer and James went on a computer science student. She didn't...
Just the first sentence.
I'm sorry.
Went on a computer science...
Course.
Okay, what did you put here? Hang on, wait. What is the meaning? Doesn't matter. We'll see in a minute. So what did you put here? Fatma, what was your first sentence?
Student. In August 2012, Jennifer and James were both computer science students.
So the group at the front, you've got a grammatically correct sentence. They were computer science students. It's not actually correct as far as the content is concerned, but it's grammatically correct. And at the back, you said they were...
They went on a computer science student.
Okay, so we couldn't go on a computer science student, but you could go on a computer science
course.
It could have been that.
Of course.
Yes, that would have been correct. Okay. What about the second sentence? What about the group down here in the front? What did you have as your second sentence? A foul.
Jennifer didn't want a serious relationship. So she decided to break up.
So she decided to, we would say to broke, to?
Break up.
To break up. Okay, that would be a correct sentence. And the group at the back, what do we have?
I think more or less the same. Jennifer didn't want a serious relation, so she decided to break up with James.
Okay, you could say that, but you couldn't say relation, not a serious relation.
Ship.
Good, yeah, okay. We have a second sentence then? You've actually both missed out a little bit of information for the second one. They got on very well. So I think we maybe missed that bit out. Not really. Yes, Jennifer just want to say relationship and they broke up. Okay. And back down here to the front end. Carla, can you tell me what you've got for your
later she realized she had she realized that it was a mistake and she couldn't concentrate on anything else.
Okay, yes, that's a grammatically correct sentence. And what do we have at the back? Susanna?
She admitted the same phrase.
Yes.
Okay. She admitted a mistake and couldn't concentrate. She was upset and couldn't concentrate. She had an accident with her car.
Okay, that's fine. The beginning you say she admitted...
She admitted made a mistake.
Ah, okay. You would have to make an ing form there. So you could say she admitted. So the ing form? She admitted making a mistake. Okay, yeah, that would be correct.
It couldn't be. She admitted she had made a mistake.
Could, yes. Yeah. Okay. Could, yes, it could be that. Neither of those sentences were what I said, though. What I said was, you've kind of combined some of the sentences, but that's not
good.
She realised she had made... Oh, so that's a mistake. That was my mistake, though. And she was so upset that she couldn't concentrate what she was doing and had a car accident. But okay, I think certainly the group at the back, you got the information about the car accident in your sentence, so good. And the group at the front, okay, we had We had a sense we missed maybe the car accident. Did that mean it's coming in your next
sentence? I'm not choosing for
okay, what's your sentence, your next one?
For the next one, she wasn't badly injured.
No, no.
Ah, with
the
car accident. She was so... Yes, she was so upset when she... Tell me what your next sentence is. Oh, what's your next sentence?
Later she realized that made a mistake and couldn't concentrate in anything. She was so upset that she had a car accident.
Just one thing. Couldn't concentrate
on anything.
So later she realized is in the past, isn't it? And when did she make the mistake? Before that. So not she make, she?
Made.
It's before in the past, isn't it? So we're in the past. And we want to talk about something before you
She had made a mistake.
Okay, you're correct. And what do you have for your next sentence?
She was so upset she couldn't concentrate on what she was doing. So she had a car crash.
Yeah, okay, good. That's a good sentence. Okay, uh-huh. Right, so we're back to the, let's at the back. So is it Susanna at the back? Yeah. Susanna, can you tell me your next sentence for your group?
She was badly injured. James visited her in the hospital. She worked together 2 years.
Let's take it to the hospital. Right, so you said she was badly injured. Is that what you said?
Yes.
She was badly injured. And the group at the front, do you agree? She was badly injured.
She was not.
She wasn't badly injured. She wasn't badly injured. And Mafalda, can you continue there? So she wasn't.
They realized that they couldn't live without each other, and so they turned up together.
So they?
They turned up.
Got back.
Turn up.
Turn
got.
Get back.
Got back.
In past.
Turn
got
up.
Back.
Yes.
Got
yeah.
back.
Yeah. Got back.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your sentence about the hospital?
Although she was well. She was badly injured. James visited her at the hospital, and then they.
What did you have instead of turn up? They
realize.
Okay.
That they could.
Okay. Visited her in hospital. Okay. So remember our past. Yeah. You had a nice. A nice sentence in there. I don't say anything about it. What was they realized they couldn't live without each other. That's nowhere in my text, but it's a very nice sentence. I'll write it down so I can include it. They realized they couldn't live without each other. Okay, that was good. And so to finish off, what do we have at the back, Filomena?
2 years later, they got married, and now they just had a little baby girl.
And now they just had a little baby girl. Yes, that's fine. Yes, that's good. And here at the front, Antonio? Oh, sorry.
2 years later, they got married, and now they have a little baby. And if she hadn't had the accident, they never got together. And...
Okay, that's fine, except if she hadn't had an accident, they...
They
okay, so which condition?
Third condition.
So, if she hadn't had an accident...
This is my second part.
They wouldn't probably
have...
If she hadn't had the accident, they might not have seen each other again.
They might not have seen each other again. Yes. And do you have something similar at the back?
Yes.
Similar.
The same sentence?
No. Not the same.
If she hadn't had the accident, they wouldn't probably seen each other again.
They wouldn't.
They probably wouldn't.
In the auxiliary, they wouldn't.
Never.
Need the auxiliary verb.
If she had
would. Well, maybe we can have a look.
What verb do you need to put after would?
Wouldn't have seen each other again.
Okay, well done.
Wouldn't have.
To everybody in this class about what I'm doing. And those of you who've been here since the beginning of the year will already have completed a questionnaire like this. It's about the classroom, about the interaction, it's about what you do in class. So I'd like you to take 5-10 minutes to complete it for me. It gives you here some information about what I'm doing. All I want you to do, so it's anonymous, it's confidential. Just put your age and whether you're male or female, not your name. And then inside there are two different sections. The first one is about the cohesion of the groups. So you just read these statements here and then decide if you think they're false, sometimes true, neutral, true, or very true. And then in the second section, it's like slightly more complicated. You've got the sort of things that people in the class do. Over here, it's to which extent does the group do these things, okay? And over here is to what extent you think you personally do these things. And again, it's one is never, two sometimes, three usually, and four always. Okay? So if anybody has any questions, then please ask. Is there anything that you're not sure of, anything you don't understand?